Rise and Shine with Robbo and friends
on Vision.
Throughout the month of October, Vision is encouraging all Australians to continue to join together in prayer for rain, both spiritual and physical. We certainly do need rain to break the drought. And I've just been reminded of late of a story I heard quite a few years ago in Mount Morgan of the locals there praying for rain. And I've got someone who was a part of that on the phone this morning. Diane Miltenberg is with me. How are you going, Diane?
I'm good.
I've shared this story a number of times with people in different events, oftentimes at prayer meetings and other places. I've shared the story that you shared with me when I was in Mount Morgan. Would have been back around, 2007 that I was up there?
It would have been 07, and that was when we had our second prayer for rain. And that's what threw me out originally when you said about 10 years ago. Thinking, oh, it was longer than that.
Yeah. So take us back to the first time around. This was back, what, about 15 or more years ago?
It was in the year 2000 in October.
Okay, so exactly 18 years ago.
Mount Morgan was about to turn the pumps off. We were out of water. The dam was virtually empty. We were about to just pump the sludge from the bottom of the dam.
Wow.
Our problem was that a previous mayor had raised the dam wall so that we would never have that problem again of water, but our catchment area was still too small for the dam. And so we needed a lot of rain quickly.
Right.
And so a lady rang me and said, you know, I've been reading in the Word that that in the Bible it says that God withholds the rain for when the people are in sin. So she felt that we should get together and pray. And I said, oh, that's not a bad idea. So I rang up all the church ministers and suggested that we come together. And they said, okay, won't hurt. So that's how it originally started on a Monday. I can't remember the exact date. And we came together, prayed for rain. And within 6 weeks to that very night, our dam was not only full, but it overflowed.
Wow, that's amazing.
So that was a lot of water to actually fill the dam and overflow it because the catchment area wasn't big enough to do that.
That's incredible. And so was that sort of seasonal rain or was it even unseasonal to have that much rain at that time of the year?
No, we had unseasonal rain at that particular point of time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And was it that time that the paper sort of was painting you all as crackpots, yes, or was that the second time?
No, actually, what happened was Morning Bulletin up here got involved. Actually, it started with the ABC radio. They did an interview, then the Morning Bulletin got involved, and then when news got involved, and I think at first they were quite positive. They weren't negative.
Mm-hmm.
But after a few weeks and, like, we didn't have much rain to sort of write home about, it was like, God, what are you doing? They're going to come to me and say, where's your God now?
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, it was like, and then God showed me a vision of the dam full.
Wow.
So I just knew that he was going to fill the dam, and he did. And we had a Thanksgiving service after that.
Excellent.
Yeah, and we believed that he would continue to keep the water flowing. In 2000, we had no water. In 2007, we had about 100 days worth of water when we had our second prayer meeting to just, you know, thank God that he gave us a promise.
And that's the great thing, isn't it? I guess when you come to that second time around, you can say, well, God, you've done it before. So there's, a greater level of confidence that, oh, he can do it again. But still, I mean, obviously, you've got to believe in faith and just wait to see him come through.
Exactly right. And like, we did stand on the word and, like, in Second Chronicles, which is used quite regularly, 7:14, but before that, you know, it was Solomon had dedicated the temple and God said, if I withhold the rain, you know, pray, you know, if my people will humble themselves, you know. So it actually, before that verse that we often quote, it does say, if I withhold the rain.
Yeah.
So it's God's people have got to humble themselves and on behalf of their area, their town, their nation, ask for forgiveness for the sins of the nation, and God will hear from heaven and he will open the heavens and send that rain.
Well, it's definitely great to hear those stories of when he's done it before. And obviously other regions have seen similar things, but good to hear that example from there in Mount Morgan. And, you know, once again, we're here, we're praying, we're believing there's, you know, lots of areas that are desperately in need of rain. So we'll believe that God will do it again.
Yes, at a few, I think it was in 2003, we went out to Barcaldine and to Alpha and stood with the churches there. And there is a story of some guy standing out the back when the we were singing the first hymn, How Great Thou Art, and it started pouring.
Oh, really? Wow.
And a skeptic at the back said, yeah, well, that's just, you know.
That's amazing. That's an instant answer to prayer, isn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, when God's people come together, he hears from heaven and he will open the heavens and send that much-needed rain.
Yeah, amen.
He hears our prayer.
He sure does. Well, look, Diane, I know that obviously we've been saying right throughout October we're going to be praying for rain and believing for this drought to break, but would you just lead us in prayer right now and we'll believe with you that God's going to do it again?
Okay. Lord, we do thank you and praise you that your word is for us today as it was when it was first written. And we thank you that as we humble ourselves and pray and seek your face, you will hear from heaven. You will open the storehouse of rain and pour it out on the land of Australia in every area that it's needed. And we thank you, Father, that as we stand together as one, as we ask for forgiveness of the sins of our nation, we know that, Father God, you are going to hear and you will send the much-needed rain as you have in the past. Your word is true and we take hold of the promise that you have given each and every one of us. So we do humble ourselves before you and we thank you now that the rain will fall on this land of Australia. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Diane. That's a wonderful blessing and lovely to reconnect with you and to reminisce about some of those wonderful miracles that when God's provided in the past.
Thank you. And we've never been without water since.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.